The information presented is for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed are not necessarily the opinions of any Daikin company. This information should not be confused for accounting, legal, medical, or other professional advice. Please seek advice from a qualified professional for any specific questions.
It's actually a very safe refrigerant. Daikin wants to be involved in the community.
Making another touch point to build my brand.
So the first question we ask everyone is, welcome to Accelerated HVAC Success. My name is Ben Middleton. I'm the National Sales Training Manager for the Goodman, Amana, and Daikin brands. Today, we're joined here with Marissa Reddy. She is the CEO of Conduit Tech. Marissa, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
So the first question we ask everyone is, how in the world did you get into HVAC?
It's a very good question. I took a bit of a circuitous path.
Okay.
So I actually went to school for software engineering, studied computer science. And then shortly after I graduated from engineering school, I got recruited to go work at a private equity firm. So went to go work for them, and they told me, hey, one of your focus areas is home services, this whole world of home services, which I had no idea what that meant at that point in time. I was mainly familiar with the world of tech. So went in, started to learn more about these businesses, and in particular, HVAC was sort of the gem in everyone's portfolio. That's where we really were focusing our efforts and doing due diligence. And after a couple of years in the space, I just started to realize I really like these businesses. I think the space that they occupy and the economy is so important. The space they occupy in our energy consumption is so important. And more than that, I just loved the people that I was getting to meet. So I left that firm, went to business school, and was really focused on how do I work more closely in this space? To me, that was a really interesting idea. Could I somehow support, even though I'm not myself a contractor?
Sure. So you go into the HVAC space, you're looking at all of the different aspects of the business, and there are many. What made you land on the heating and cooling load side of things?
Yeah, very good question again. So it was, again, kind of a circuitous path. I was in business school. I was lucky to meet my co-founder, Shelby, who was coming from the world of energy efficiency. We just became friends in the beginning. We were sort of the two people in the community who were interested in HVAC. We had no real understanding of what the job of an HVAC contractor was, right? We both had seen it from various angles, but you never know what it's like until you're sort of quote unquote walking in someone's shoes.
Yep.
So we decided, let's take our time and do ride-alongs. Let's beg people to let us get into their truck and see what their jobs are like. So we did about 2 years of ride-alongs.
Okay.
And it was an incredibly valuable experience for us to understand the constraints, the difficulties, the pain points of, and the opportunities on the other side, on the positive side of being an HVAC contractor. And what we saw in the world of sales was that there is a huge spectrum of how people approach the sales job. Some people are incredibly technical. Some people really focus much more on the rapport building side. Some people are a mix of both. And what we saw is that there are more and more municipalities in the U.S. pushing people to be more technical, but not amazing tooling to do that in the field, right? It was difficult for a lot of the contractors we spoke with to get that super technical work done in the field.
Yeah.
So we decided, what can we do to support there, right? As there are more compliance requirements, as equipment is becoming, you know, more, it requires more precise design as it becomes more complex. What can we do to support that side of their jobs?
Mm-hmm. So a lot of contractors I talk to, I think you hit it right on the head. You've got contractors that go out there, look at what's in the home and just replace like for like. Then you've got the contractors that do go, you know, on the other side, very, very technical and maybe spend a couple of hours in the customer's home really trying to figure things out. What technology did you see that was going to kind of revolutionize this or transform things? What was the light bulb moment for you as far as a technology that, hey, this needs to be brought into the HVAC space?
Yeah, for sure. So we continue to really dig deep. Every time we think about a problem, we try to go from our customer's perspective. And what we saw was that the HVAC pros that we were working with who were doing very technical work, they actually had higher sales conversion because of it. They were, you know, spending way more time in the field with their customers, so that explains a lot of it. But they were able to show off their expertise and the craftsmanship of this trade in a way that others really were not doing so. And again, they were spending hours in the field doing that. So we started with that, and we tried to understand, what can we do? What technology can we bring into the home that enables every single HVAC pro to operate at that level of technical excellence, but in the real world constraints of the fact that not everyone has, you know, hours to spend in the home with a homeowner? And we did about 6 months of discovery. We were trying to understand, what are the technologies out there that could enable mm-hmm. really fast load calculation, really fast system design in particular. Within that 6 months, we learned that Apple had been producing iPad Pros with LiDAR sensors. LiDAR is an incredible technology. It's these non-visible lasers that shoot out of the iPad, and then depending on how long it takes to bounce back to the iPad, you know how far is the surface in front of you, and you can map out the space. So we decided, let's try and see how accurate these LiDAR sensors are. Yeah. Let's test them in our own homes. Let's go into our friends' homes, and let's see what we can build on top of this, right? Because it's incredible if we can get this to work. In the beginning, we definitely had some struggles with the technology. It's a very new technology. Up until quite recently, it was, you know, only a military technology, actually. So we had to really learn, how do we build on top of what Apple has produced? How do we build an interface that makes this usable in the field? And after about 2 years of, I'm not going to use the word tinkering, because it was much more detailed than that and directed than that. But after 2 years of building, we decided this product is good enough to take it to the field.
So, and you guys really focused on, we're going to perfect manual J.
Absolutely.
Because yeah. contractors are also doing manual D, mm-hmm. looking at ductwork. They're doing manual S, the equipment selection, and some are manual T, looking yeah. at the registers. So manual J has different editions that you kind of go to, and there's certification processes that you go through. Where are you guys in that certification process with the ACCA and getting all that stuff put together?
Yeah, I'm super happy to report we are done with the Manual J certification, okay. at least for the next 5 years. It's okay. a five-year yeah. Certification. So we went through that process, and over those 2 years that we were really honing the use of LiDAR technology, in the background, we were also building our Manual J engine and mm-hmm. then getting it tested by the Air Conditioning Contractors of America. Their team is incredible. They spent so much time with us. There were a lot of late nights of working through those different test cases to make sure the technology works well. They are very protective, of course, of the Manual J standard. Yes. They want companies who are serious about respecting this is how you do things by the book. And so we had to go through a lot, many, many months of testing with their team. And now we are through it. So it's been about a year. We got that certification in March of last year.
So if I'm a contractor and I've always done it with pencil and paper, and I know all of my heat transfer multipliers for my area and my region, how do you help them? I mean, how accurate, if I do it the manual way versus doing it this, what kind of a variance do you have to be within in order to meet that standard, just to give some confidence to people?
Yeah, it's a very good question. Well, first I'll say, if you are doing that work, your customers are incredibly lucky. The homeowners yeah. that you're working with are incredibly lucky, because it is very detailed. The goal of the Manual J is to provide that standard nationwide. Mm-hmm. So for each contractor, if they have a manual method, probably they're looking at heat transfer multipliers that are specific to their geography.
Right.
But it could change house to house, right? If you have a house with, you know, a board installation and then a house with none, those heat transfer multipliers are not going to be necessarily correct.
Correct.
So the goal of doing this with a piece of software is to be a little bit more precise home to home. I think that worksheet could work mm-hmm. incredibly well, maybe for, you know, most of the homes that you're in. But then there is, of course, the homes with newer walls, newer windows. That's, again, the goal of our technology is to cover all of those homes in the U.S. and Canada. And I do think that, you know, what we've seen is when we're working with new customers, often if they've done load calculations before with a different method, part of the onboarding process for us is making sure that they are comfortable. So showing them, maybe even doing comparisons on their own home of, here's the older version of what you were doing. Here's how to do it in conduit. Now let's make sure we're getting to answers that you feel comfortable with. And that's a great way, honestly, to learn how to use the conduit technology.
Now, if I'm a contractor that's never done heating and cooling loads before,
yeah,
and they're listening to this right now and they're saying, I don't know, my customers, they want me to get in and out and I need to be as fast as possible. They may be intimidated because there's a lot of different building materials.
Yeah.
How do I know what the insulation is inside of that wall? How do I know, you know, what the value is on that window or the insulation value that I have up in the attic? And, you know, a lot of times it's just asking, the softwares will ask, what is the R value?
Yeah.
How do you make it easier for that contractor that maybe is not as confident in doing a heating and cooling load?
Yeah, it's a very good question. I think for us, we have really invested incredibly heavily as a company, even at, you know, an early stage company, in the design of the software and in interactions with subject matter experts. So we can take all of those incredibly complicated questions and distill them down to just what the contractor needs to tell us to get to a very good load calculation for the space. So that's number one. We aim to simplify the questions for the contractor. And again, we've done that with a very strong base, in particular, of system design experts. So ACCA certified trainers, system design experts across, you know, many different geographies in the US to get really the most important inputs that you need to go into the tool. The other thing I'd add here is that about half of the contractors that we work with have never done load calculations before. So it's very common in our user base that people, maybe they don't live in a municipality where they need load calculations. Right. Maybe it just hasn't been a part of their process. They're coming to Conduit for sales conversion. Mm-hmm. So what we can show after people, you know, go through the process of using the tool, learning the tool, is that it's an average of 11 minutes on site. So each project in Conduit is 11 minutes on site, and you get an average sales conversion increase of 21%. So there's a huge ROI of actually taking the time to learn the tool and use it in the house. Of course, it is a change in their process. We try to be as supportive in that process as possible. These are complicated jobs. Being a salesperson is complicated. So Conduit invests heavily in our support and our training team. It's about 2 hours of training. We ask each person to do about 1 hour of practice on their own. And then from there, people are ready to go to use it in the field, even if they've never done load calculations before. And they can rely on Conduit support to continue to support them as they use the tool in those early months.
So let me just make sure that I understood you correctly. So what you're telling me is if I run 10 estimates in a week and I haven't been using any sort of load calculations, and now all of a sudden I'm doing load calculations on those 10, I should expect to see two more additional jobs that I didn't get before.
That's correct. Yeah.
Two more jobs a week for a contractor is a huge deal.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, then you have to ask, do you have enough install team capacity to actually handle that? So that's another question.
Going to capacity,
yeah.
If you're sizing the system right, you're going to have less callbacks.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
And if I have less callbacks, then I have more capacity to be able to do more revenue generating activity. So it kind of snowballs it. It all ties together.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So tell me, walk me through, if I had an iPad in front of me right now and I was going to walk through this, Conduit Tech, what does it look like? What does the experience look like?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's roughly four steps in Conduit that we like to lay out in our training. So the first step is setting up a job. Mm-hmm. You're going to answer a couple of questions about the home. Conduit is going to use those answers to predict a starting position for the building materials of the space.
So what are those questions?
So some of those questions are, you know, confirming when the home was built. Of course, we can get that from the tax records, but we'll ask you to confirm that. What type of building is it? Is it light commercial? Is it single family? Is it multifamily? Confirming, of course, the address of the home. We'll use that to get your design conditions. Then we also ask questions about the structure of the space. So how many stories above grade is it? What type of floor? Is this a conditioned basement, unconditioned basement, slab on grade? We'll ask these questions that help us understand, okay, what type of home is this? And based on when it was built, what sorts of building materials can we predict are going to be in the space?
Okay.
So then we'll actually predict not just one type of wall for you. We'll predict the, you know, the full set of what are the walls that could be in this home. From there, so that's kind of step one, the job setup takes maybe 30 seconds on site. From there, you're actually going to set up with the homeowner that you're going to scan around their space. So part of our training is making sure that we train on that talk track. How do you get a homeowner comfortable with this? How do you set it up so it's a choice for them and they opt in and they're fired up that you're going to do a really great system design for them? And then you'll take the Conduit tool along in your walkthrough of the home and you'll scan each room roughly 15 to 30 seconds for each room. It can be, you know, smaller. 30 seconds is if you're in very large open rooms, but you literally hold your iPad in front of your face and you scan over the corners of the room.
Yeah.
And that will map out a 3D model of the space. So you'll actually see on your screen a 3D model of the space coming together. So that's step number two, is scanning the space. And we construct a 3D floor plan together. So you're mapping one room at a time and we merge them together into the full 3D model.
Now you've roughly how many loads have you guys done so far in your database?
Oh my gosh. Many, many, many tens of thousands, if not, I actually should know this number. I'm embarrassed that I don't. I know that we're probably approaching 100,000 at this point.
So one thought that may be coming into a contractor's mind is, you may have a homeowner that says, I really don't want you going in that room.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a solution for that?
We do. Yeah. So you don't need to go into every single room if you're using conduit, right? Of course, this is going to come up maybe even as often as one in every four homes.
Okay.
But we've heard anecdotally, you know, a kid will be sick in a room, the dog will be locked in another room. That's completely fine. Again, we've invested heavily in the design of the software. So we're trying to understand those real world constraints that contractors are in. You can actually draw rooms onto the floor plan. So let's say you're on the first story and you can scan five of the six rooms. The dog is locked in the laundry room. That's okay. You scan all the other rooms and then you can use the conduit tool to actually draw those additional walls on and estimate out with the homeowner, like, hey, let's design this together. So I'm going to draw on an 8x10 room here. Does that seem right? How many windows are roughly on the outside? You can also then visually confirm on the outside of the house, and you'll just drag and drop windows, kind of like a video game. A lot of our younger users often are like, oh, this is like the Sims video game, but you're dragging and dropping things onto the 3D model. We even have some users, if they're working on new build construction, they'll draw the entire floor plan in conduit. It's not what we built the tool for. So it's always amazing when we see that happening, but people are able to draw whatever they want onto that floor plan. It's also helpful if a homeowner is planning on doing an addition that isn't yet built, you can add it. You can design it with that homeowner.
What about the customer that just is leery about somebody taking a recording device and pointing it in every corner of their home? How do you have talk points on that you help contractors with?
Yeah, we do. So one of our main training points is set this up so it's the choice for the homeowner, right? You can either estimate out the heating and cooling need of their space, or you could get very specific and use a diagnostic tool to actually understand what their home needs. Again, you don't have to go into every single room. That choice is surprisingly powerful, right? Then people will often opt for, oh, you're here, I want you to do the higher quality thing for me. If I'm going to invest, you know, whatever it is, many tens of thousands of dollars, I want to make sure it works. So setting it up as a choice is important. The other thing that we do is we have our privacy policy for homeowners right there in the tool. It's accessible. They can see it. They could request that conduit deletes their personal information if they would like that.
Okay.
And then the other thing is we ask contractors, just show them, scan a couple corners of their house and people can see that you're not taking photos and you're not taking videos. So that's a really important talking point. When you're using conduit and you're scanning, you're not taking photos and you're not taking videos. And that is a great way. Sorry, that's a great way to get homeowners on board to using the tool around the majority of their house.
That's step two.
That's step three. Step three is checking your inputs.
Okay.
So we train a lot in conduit, even for users, and especially for users who are new to load calcs. There's thousands of inputs. It can be very overwhelming. We've designed the tool so you can check through basically a checklist of what are the main things that you want to have confidence in to know that you're getting a good quality load calculation. So that's step three, is you go through that checklist. Conduit in the background is kind of suggesting, hey, you might want to check this thing. You might want to check this thing. And then finally, you're ready for step four, which is selling using conduit. So you're actually going into the sales tools that we built, the 3D animations of the home, where you can see the path of the sun over the home and show the homeowner, these are the hot and cold spots. You can visualize equipment.
So does it do a full AED analysis?
It does.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, so you can actually visualize the heating and cooling load on the home and show people, you know, this room is red. It's red hot. You must be really uncomfortable when you're sleeping in here. Let's think about zoning, or let's think about a specific system for that space.
Well, and it helps telling us the story of the inverter technology that Daikin has built and put together.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, using, again, some of those really specific homeowner sales tools, we have a homeowner presentation report, which is sort of the simplified manual J, right? Most homeowners don't know the technical details, but they care about, well, what does this mean for my home? So we put together a presentation that helps a contractor who's interested in having a more detailed kind of kitchen table conversation walk the homeowner through, this is what I said I was going to do a load calc. I did the load calc. 10 minutes later, here I am back again to show you what I've learned and what this means for what I'm going to propose and quote for your home.
Is there an easy way for them to show, if I were to change this R value here, and maybe you blew in some extra insulation, or maybe you upgraded your windows, this is the impact that it would have on the loads?
Yeah, absolutely. So one thing that we rolled out about 6 months ago is what we call the tight feedback loop. So you can change an input in conduit, and then you're going to see your load numbers calculate, and it will tell you that increased your load 5%, that decreased your load 5%, whatever it is. So if you, for example, are trying to communicate to a homeowner, hey, if you were to air seal your home, or you were to seal your ducts, or you were to add insulation in your ceiling, this is how you can drop your heating and cooling load. There's that sort of back and forth between contractor and homeowner, and that is a great way to show a homeowner, I really care about the quality of your system and the quality of this install.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So then this is emailed to the homeowner. They have that. Mm-hmm. A contractor can then go and take a look at all of the systems they sell, and they can look at the AHRI data mm-hmm. and make sure that they match the appropriate system mm-hmm. to that load that they have.
Exactly.
What's the kind of future roadmap? Conduit Tech.
Yeah, good question. So one of the things that we're really focused on as a company is supporting all of the jobs of the contractor. When they're on site, there are so many jobs that an HVAC pro is doing, right? So many parts of the home that they're trying to understand. Mm-hmm. And then to get to, you know, a good on-site quote or proposal, there's many steps that need to be sort of covered off on. So you mentioned the other parts of the design process.
Yeah.
And then actually sitting down with pricing for the homeowner. We're not at the point for Conduit where we're doing all of this, but it certainly is top of mind for us. We need to start prioritizing beyond just load calculation. What can we help do next? Because mm-hmm. there are so many tasks on site for the homeowner. The other thing that is so true for our software is that, again, one of the main value propositions is sales conversion, mm-hmm. which is driven by rapport from the homeowner and the contractor, and an educational process, frankly, with the homeowner. So better visualizations, really utilizing the 3D model that comes out of Conduit and augmented reality. So one of the things that we can do is we can show people, this is what this piece of equipment will look like on your wall.
Okay.
We have the dimensions from the manufacturer. We can show you what this will look like on your wall. We're trying to really augment that add more to that, yes, in the tool, so people can use those visualizations in the context of their conversation with the homeowner. So more visualization, more jobs to be done for the contractor. That's what's coming for Conduit.
Well, this has just been amazing. Thank you so much for coming in and spending time with us. Do you have any last thoughts or words of wisdom that you want to share with our contracting audience that's out there?
I just want to say a huge thank you. I'm incredibly grateful to work in this space. I have a lot of friends who work at other software companies, and they always complain about their user bases. And I'm always like, I'm spoiled. I don't know what you guys are talking about. We love working with our customers. They are so incredible, such incredible partners. We are able to move quickly and develop quickly because mm-hmm. they always have great ideas, and they're honest about what they need from us. There's no, I maybe would use that, and then nobody uses it. That doesn't happen. Right. People are super honest in the space. And this is my favorite job I've ever had. So thank you so much.
Well, that's so cool. And if somebody is interested in getting Conduit Tech, how would they do that?
Absolutely. So you can reach out to us. feedback@getconduit.com is the right place to reach out to. We've got a website, www.getconduit.com, and you can schedule a demo right there with our product experts. Or you can reach out to me, Marissa, M-A-R-I-S-A, @getconduit.com. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Well, Marissa, thank you so much for joining us on a great summer day here at Daikin Park. Love having you here, and I hope to have you on future episodes.
That would be great. Thank you so much for your time.
All right. And for all of you that are out there, if you like this episode, please go ahead and hit that like button. Also, make sure that you hit the follow button so you can be informed of all of our upcoming episodes that we have. Until next time.
It's actually a very safe refrigerant.
Daikin wants to be involved in the community.
Making another touch point to build my brand.
So the first question we ask everyone is,